This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Donnie, there's more on the grizzly bear. We presented the question. Actually, Mulsey and I presented this 9 years ago on the air here. Maybe we'll redo this at the anniversary show. Grizzly bear at the 50. Kick returner gets the ball at the goal line. Does the kick returner score? So I told you, way back when I did this column, I interviewed a guy who worked for the U.S. government. He was the grizzly bear recovery coordinator. And he said this. He says, say you release the bear around the 50-yard line. You just release him from like a cage.
Yeah.
Assume he's not real happy about that. And then somebody running might provoke a chase response. We tell people when they're in bear habitats, don't run. I said, well, people are saying, like Danny Smith, the Steelers special teams coach, that change of direction would get the bear. This guy told me the bear has a tremendous change of direction, very short to the ground with a low center of gravity, can turn on a dime.
Yeah, I think it's 99.9% death chance in this. Like, maybe the fastest of the fastest people could get away. You know, maybe Tyreek Hill or Noah Lyles, whoever, you know, Usain Bolt. I think otherwise you're dead.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be good. What if the bear just sticks out his arm? He's got a 10-foot wingspan.
That's what I'm saying, too. That's why I said the if he gets a hands-to-the-face penalty, it won't matter. Your head's probably coming off.
I still can't get over the dude who wrote the book, The Grizzly Manifesto, who told me of a Yellowstone grizzly limits 8 feet, 650 pounds with a 10-foot wingspan and runs the 40 in 2.72. If you're telling me that guy also has a change of direction, we're all dead. You won't get past the 10.
And he's smarter than your average bear, Joe. And so he'd be, you like that one?
And you might fumble too, Donnie. You think you hold on to the ball?
No. I think at that point, I'm only worried about my life, not the football.
This guy also says if the bear felt threatened, like if you had one of the grizzly, like the mom's cub in your hand, like one of its babies in your hand, you're just done. That it would arrive in like a second and you'd be dead.
What if instead of going for the tackle, it goes to the move of Chicago Bears legend Peanut Tillman and just knocks the football out? punches out the football and leaves you be.
That's a powerful punch right there, Donnie.
There's that movie about the guy with the guy who raises the Grizzlies. He's like their coach, but then at the end, there's a locker room insurrection. It doesn't end well for him, right?
No, that did not end well.
That's not an ending you want to see if you're into movies.
I don't think they got footage of that.
No,
thankfully,
I don't think they did.
Unless one of those bears grabbed a camera real quick.
Yeah, the team turned on him. I think it's fair to say, right? All right, Limits, let's go.
All right, the score is Donnie winning in the final regular season quiz show, final playoff quiz show of the year. This is a recap of some questions that have been asked throughout the year. We'll see if we can remind you of some of these answers, how much you paid attention throughout the year.
Well, in that case, I'm going to lose, but go ahead.
But we start with two questions that are new and fresh to the quiz show. Starting with, we'll start with Joe. Okay. Joe.
Yes.
Tom Brady has the most Super Bowl MVPs with 5.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes had a chance to be in sole possession of second place if he would have won and won Super Bowl MVP with 4.
Yep.
He currently has 3, tied with one other player. Who is that other player?
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana is correct.
Thank you, Donnie.
I knew you were getting that one.
I like the applause here. It makes me feel good. It's good for my self-esteem, even if it's fake.
You ever been to Ringgold High School? They have Joe Montana
Field. Joe Montana Stadium.
I do. I have.
Played at Ringgold.
Yes. The stadium. It's really cool. They have a. I was there for a basketball game, and the only thing that they had lit up at the stadium was a big spotlight on the sign that says Joe Montana Stadium with his hands up in a 49er uniform.
I could be very wrong about this, but the sampling, and I don't want to misrepresent anybody, the sampling of people I've talked to at Ringgold about how they feel about Joe Montana hasn't been great. I'll just say that.
I was going to go there. They have the field in his honor, which, I mean, he's one of the greats in NFL history, but I don't think he stops by all that often.
Yeah, let's just put it that way. Next.
Donnie, Patrick Mahomes became the second youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl when he defeated the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 in Super Bowl 54. Who was the youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl, and how old was he when he won it?
Oh, that's a double trouble. That's a double
feature. Do I have to get, like, the exact day?
No, just the year.
Like, just the year that, like, how old
how
he is.
How old he was, yeah.
You don't need to say his birthday, for God's sakes. Does
but
he
if
limits?
You do, you win automatically.
I'm going to go Ben Roethlisberger, 23 years old.
Wow, Donnie, knocking it out of the park.
That's a good one, Donnie. I wouldn't have gotten that.
I thought that would be hard with the year attached.
Next.
And how old he was. All right, Joe. What Steelers running back scored 2 touchdowns against the Baltimore Ravens? We're now in the we've asked this question before. Do you remember section? What Steelers running back scored 2 touchdowns against the Baltimore Ravens in Pittsburgh's 27-10 win over Baltimore in the 2001 AFC Divisional Playoffs?
This question comes out of nowhere.
Out of the archives,
we're getting
baby.
The historical questions now.
Amos Zaraway.
We are 3 for 3.
Oh, good one, Joe. I'm glad you got that because I had Famous Amos ready to go.
One of my favorites.
Because Bettis didn't play that day.
Yeah. Something went wrong with the shot that day? Was that with the New England game? I don't remember. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, Donnie. The Falcons were an expansion team founded during the 1966 season. Who was the next expansion team that was founded the following year in 1967? So 66 were the Falcons. This team was in 1967, the same year the Penguins were founded.
It's a tough one, ain't it, Donnie?
I'll say.
You may want to think, well, I don't know, actually, what I'm thinking here. Give him a time clock limits. You can't just have
5,
this on live radio.
4.
I don't know. I'll go with 3. The Seahawks.
Incorrect.
Buffalo Bills.
Incorrect.
I hate you.
You jumped to a huge conclusion there with Buffalo Bills.
1967 expansion team?
Yes.
The Miami Dolphins.
You've guessed twice. Donnie, what is your guess?
I know I've guessed twice. Why can't I?
Do you get back-to-back guesses?
I don't know.
No.
Is it a snake draft? Maybe.
No. When's it ever?
Donnie?
Oh, God.
We can't have this.
Yeah,
we,
I don't
we
know.
We just can't have live thinking.
In the southern portion of the country.
The Miami Dolphins.
No.
Well, you never said no to that.
Okay, I have a guess.
Yes, I did. I buzzed you.
The Saints.
Nice, Donnie.
Good pull, Donnie.
I knew it wasn't Jacksonville. I knew it wasn't the two teams in Texas.
What's the score limit?
Very good guess there, Donnie. It is currently 2-2.
All right.
Next question to you, Joe. You guys hated this question when I asked it before, so I'm bringing it back now. The Steelers and Eagles played as one team in 1943 as the Steagles.
The Steagles, yes.
The Steagles, World War II. Where did the Steagles play their home games? They played in 2 different venues. If you get one, I'll give you a point. If you get both, I'll give you 2 points. Where did the
Steagles
play?
I specifically remember this.
Is this question for me or Joe first?
This question is for Joe first.
One of their places was Forbes Field.
That is correct. Yeah, where else did
they? Wait, I thought I won then.
No, you can get 2 points.
You said name one of two.
Yes, but if you get both, you get 2 points.
Oh, for God's sakes, Donnie.
I don't remember the other place.
Memorial Stadium.
No.
Veterans Stadium.
No.
Lincoln Field.
No.
Lincoln Financial.
Lincoln Financial Field.
Sal Palantonio was doing the updates.
Wait, Philadelphia.
Merrill Reese was on the call.
Philadelphia. Where did they play? What was the name of that joint? Because the Phillies played there.
Yep.
It wasn't Ebbets Field.
Nope.
It wasn't Mac Field.
Nope.
It wasn't. What was it?
Donnie, do you have a guess?
I have no idea.
It was Scheib Park.
No, I didn't know that. All right, next. All right, I'm ahead 3-2,
Joe,
right?
You still get the answer.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Donnie. The last time that the Steelers and the Raiders met in the playoffs was during the 1983 AFC Divisional Round at the LA Memorial Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders crushed the Steelers 38-10. Who led the Steelers in rushing yards during that game, Donnie?
Maybe one of these guys I've been mentioning this week who outperformed Najee in their
career.
Was
it Walter Abercrombie?
It was not Walter Abercrombie, no. That's a good guess.
Sidney Thornton?
It was not Sidney Thornton.
Can we just throw out guesses?
Yeah, go
ahead. Sure.
Merrill Hodge?
No.
He wasn't there yet.
No.
Franco? No.
No.
Rocky Blyer?
No.
Frenchie Fuqua?
No.
1983.
I'm trying to think all the names.
It wasn't Abercrombie.
Up.
That was a great guess.
Very good guess.
Abercrombie and Bill
what
Fitch.
What about Pollard?
It was not Pollard.
Frank Pollard.
Think outside the box.
White or black?
White, I think.
You think?
I've never seen this person's face before.
Well, that helps.
Wait.
I don't know. I don't know who it was.
Well, he said, think outside the box.
Yes.
That tells me it's not a running back. Was it
John Stallworth? No, you would have known that.
No. In rushing yards, Joe? Did they just run Mac Canada jet sweeps 10 times in the game?
Well,
Gordon Gekko? Who is the...
I'm going to go with Bradshaw.
Bradshaw is incorrect.
Mike Krusek.
No, this person is white, no, by the way, Joe, just so you know.
Cliff Stout. Yeah! Yeah, Donnie! Woo! That's the pull of the year! Give me more! Louder! Louder! There we go! Louder! Donnie, that was phenomenal, wasn't it?
That was great.
What's the score limit?
The funny thing is, Joe had also got that question right during the year we did this question before.
And it probably went the exact same way.
I think it did.
No way.
Yes.
I did not get that
question
right.
Yes, you did.
I have no recollection of that.
Maybe it was Donnie then.
It certainly wasn't Donnie. What was the score?
No, I think it was
Joe. Or what is the score?
You're up 3-1 or 4-1.
It is currently Joe 3-2. Donnie, next question is...
How did I get I don't think I got a second
point.
He
has never gotten a second point limit. Now you're fixing this, which you fixed our predictions.
He got the Saints, and he got Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I mistrusted you. All right.
Well, even I thought it was 3-1.
This question and then the bonus round?
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, this question is to you, Donnie.
No matter how this ends, I'm living in glory from that. From
Cliff Stout.
Yeah. How about how the crowd went crazy?
Oh, they loved it.
They loved it. That was the biggest crowd reaction all year. They loved it. Even the people from high up in the upper deck in the top corner, you could hear them.
What do you got?
All right, Donnie. Sacks were not an official stat until 1982. But if we go back in the unofficial stat records, who led the Steelers in sacks during the Immaculate Reception game?
Oh, wow. What a question.
I mean, there's like an obvious name. I guess I'll say Joe Green.
Incorrect.
Ernie Holmes?
Incorrect.
Ooh.
L.C. Greenwood?
L.C. Greenwood had one. He was in second place.
Dwight White?
Dwight White had two. He was in first place.
Oh, Donnie, am I playing well today?
Yeah, you are.
This is why Joe wanted the quiz show today. He knew he had it in him.
Must have been the donuts out there from Oakmont Bakery. I feel like I'm in a groove, too. I just feel relaxed, just delivering my best. All right. He can still win it, though, because this is worth 3 points, so nothing yes. else matters.
Yeah, you get the choice here, though.
Yeah.
All okay. right. Here we go. This is one of the most fun questions we've ever done. Over 20-plus quarterbacks have played for the Cleveland Browns since they came back into the NFL yeah. in 1999.
Yeah.
There are a lot that I've lost track of how many there actually are.
9 I can name.
How many of them can you name of the past Cleveland Brown quarterbacks?
I just told you. 9
Donnie, can you match or top or do better than that? Which I don't know what that would be.
Did they just have to start one game?
Correct. That have started one game as a Brown.
I'll go for 10.
Donnie.
I'll go for...
Oh, Joe!
I'll go for 12.
Whoa! Here we go!
Okay.
Joe for 12!
Joe for 12?
Wow! Yeah.
From when to when?
Since 1999.
This moment right now?
Yes.
Okay. You ready?
Yes. Now, let's be patient with me for when I count and search this list as well that I have in front of me.
Okay. Someone's got to write this down. You ready to go here?
I'm ready to go. Donnie, keep track.
Baker Mayfield.
1.
Seneca Wallace.
2.
Bruce Gradkowski. He's 3.
3. Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Jeff Garcia.
4.
Tim Couch.
5.
The kid with Dorian Thompson Robinson.
6.
Joe Flacco.
7.
Deshaun Watson.
8.
Jameis Winston.
9.
Johnny Manziel.
10.
Kelly Holcomb.
11.
And, oh my God, I'm not going to stop. I'm gonna get stopped at 11? No, that's not happening. The stiff that came here from Notre Dame, Deshaun Kizer. Yeah, Donnie!
I thought you were going to pull Brady Quinn out of the hat there.
Woohoo! And the crowd goes wild.
All right. That felt good, Donnie. You played well all year and you won the real stuff. This was just an exhibition game.
This was for fun.
Can you name some others I didn't name? Other than Brady Quinn?
Josh McCown.
Yep.
I don't know if he ever officially started a game, but you were going through
Spurgeon
it there.
Win.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Is one I had on the tip of my tongue.
Did one of the Detmers?
Yes.
Ty Detmer.
See, I don't know. Did Terrell Pryor ever start at quarterback for them? Because there was that one year where he was doing, like, everything.
Good question.
No.
Okay.
He did not.
Connor Shaw.
Connor Shaw. Oh. Brian Hoyer.
Oh, yeah, Hoyer's
yep.
a good
He had
one.
a good little yeah. run with
16
them.
Starts.
Oh, there's a big one that we missed, Derek Anderson.
He made the third most starts in that span with 34.
He was good. Yeah. Yeah, he
that,
was good.
That was that year in 07. They were actually good.
Colt McCoy made 21 starts.
Colt McCoy, Elvis Gerback, or who was right at the beginning? Vinny Testaverde was one. We should have gotten him.
I thought he was before they left.
Was
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he was not on here.
Okay, my bad. Steve Walsh?
No.
Give us the other ones. I thought Steve Walsh was there. Maybe that's Jeff Garcia in disguise.
Garcia was their guy in 04.
Oh, well.
Tim, I know that. Tim Couch, Baker Mayfield, Derek Anderson, Colt McCoy, Brandon Whedon, Charlie Fry.
Charlie Fry. Oh. And yeah.
19 starts. Brian Hoyer, Deshaun Kizer, Kelly Holcomb, Brady Quinn, Deshaun Watson, 12 starts. Trent Dilfer, Jacoby Brissett, Josh McCown, Jeff Garcia, Doug Peterson.
Oh,
wow. Yep.
Jason Campbell.
Yes.
Johnny Manziel, Cody Kessler, Seneca Wallace, RG3.
Ugh, I should have got that.
Joe Flacco, Jake DeLome, Luke McCown.
DeLome was the one I was thinking of.
Daylight come, but you
guy.
Got a DeLome. Yeah.
Ken Dorsey, Tyrod Taylor, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Ty Detmer, Austin Davis, Case Keenum, P.J. Walker, Spurgeon
oh
Wynn,
God.
Bruce Garcia, Thad Lewis, Connor Shaw, Kevin Hogan, Nick Mullins, Jeff Driscoll, Jameis Winston.
That's the saddest sports list I've ever heard.
There might have been somebody that started at the end of this year that I've already forgotten about as well after Jameis got benched. Who was it? They put DTR back in. Didn't somebody else start we've never heard of?
Oh, you might be right. I should have gone for like 16 or 18 there.
Yeah, I think you would have gotten that.
Because the moment you started rattling some off, I could have got well into the teens. Would have missed a couple, and I would have worried that I would have misstepped at one point.
It was good times that we just had. It's been a fun show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Cookin' brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Donnie, I honestly don't know what's happening with Donnie Football Friday. I kind of wish I did. Whatever happens, this has been an unbelievable run of Fridays. It's some of the most enjoyable radio I've ever done.
I hope that we can get back to this in the future. I don't know when, but this was a blast this whole football season. Thanks to you and Limits.
Yeah, you, man. I loved every single minute of it. You said Ben Charrington was on?
Destiny's Child, Andrew Destin from the PG, he just put this quote out there 2 minutes ago. So this would get people pretty excited about the Pirates. He was asked if they were on the verge of making a big move before the start of spring training. Quote, "We are not on the doorstep of anything."
That's the Pirates, that should be the Pirates' motto. That's their theme this season. The 2025 Pittsburgh Pirates, we are not on the doorstep of anything. Limits?
Why, respect his honesty, I guess. I mean, I wish it was something different. It's just frustrating, man. It really is.
We're celebrating our 15th anniversary. Want you to join us, Rivers Casino, February 26th. Need a ticket? Stop by Pine Community Center. The party's free, but you still need a ticket. Pine Community Center, Wexford, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Donnie Football will give the first 10 people on site a pair of free tickets. Plus, we'll draw a pair of tickets at 10:30. For more info, go to 937thefan.com. All right, I'll finish with a couple of quick questions. Men who are gentle. Next year's Super Bowl, early pick, Matt Bowen, Lions-Rams, Jeremy Fowler, Bills-Rams, Dan Graziano, Chiefs-Commanders, and other people from ESPN and around the world, Aaron Schatz, Bills-Lions, Mike Tannenbaum, Ravens-Lions. What say you, Donnie Football?
How about a rematch from this year?
Wow.
Chiefs-Eagles.
I think America would be very disappointed, but you might be right. I'm going to go right ahead and say Bills-Packers. Limits?
Bills against the Lions.
Oh, would that be great?
For all the marbles.
All right, who's your pick for next season's MVP? Burrow gets a bunch of votes here. Jaden Daniels. Somebody has Patrick Mahomes. Daniels, Jackson, Allen, Jordan Love, Justin Herbert, Mahomes, and Jackson. Donnie?
Certainly not Russell Wilson. I will go with Joe Burrow.
Very interesting. Wonder Twin?
Joe Burrow. I will go with Joe Burrow. Almost said Justin Fields there, Joe.
I'm going to go Josh Allen back to back, and I appreciate your kindness. Where will Myles Garrett wind up? Donnie?
Philadelphia.
Buffalo or the Chargers?
Buffalo. Which team will take a major step back next season? We'll finish it there. Pick one.
Major step back.
I say Vikings.
Oh, that's a great pick.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that.
And thank you for everything, Donnie. What do you say, Limits?
I will say the Chiefs.
Have a great trip this weekend. You're going out to Utah to ski. Donnie, we'll see you, buddy.
See you guys.
I'm going to Utah to ski. See ya.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.